Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. Foot drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schneck out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schneck for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Foote moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Jones moves to second. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and steps on second to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Singleton scores. Jorgensen scores. Bailey moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Jim Little now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Milan moves to third. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.